And welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Again, streaming live at devilradio927.com. The show brought to you by Evolution Financial and Sue Peck. Of course, you can join Sue in the mission to bring local information and promote local businesses to the world by sponsoring this program as well. If you're interested, I know that'll make our next guest happy if you want to join the ranks. Colin Murray with us now of Dane by Local. Colin, let's talk about what's happening. There's a whole bunch of things. We just wrapped up a big event this week. We've got events coming up. So right now it's kind of like go time here with DBL, lots of activities.
Yeah, for sure. Between now and the end of the year, it's boom, boom, boom. Lots of things happening. Lots of things to talk about. That's for sure.
So first off, we just wrapped up Eat Local, Give Local. It was a great event, excellent participation, but kind of let's get a capper on that one.
Yeah, you know, that was Thursday, morning, noon, and night, right? And I did hear of people that took advantage of that did morning, noon, and night. So that's great to hear. Great to have that support out there in the community. You know, one of the things that I really appreciated were all the Facebook Live posts that were done, checking out to our restaurants that were participating. If you haven't gotten a chance to take a look at those, I think there's about a dozen of those now that ended up being on our Facebook page. You can go back and look at those from, they started actually Wednesday and then Thursday as well. So go check those out. It's very interesting. You learn some insider information from these restaurateurs. Juan from Nano's was an interesting thing. I'd forgotten that he had actually opened as a Mexican restaurant originally and then converted. And he mentioned that when you were talking to him.
He gave us the secret to a good meatball, which I'm going to keep that secret.
Yes. Right. You got to watch the video to find out. Right. So it was very entertaining to watch those videos. Some of them are very short and to the point. And then others, I think the longest was maybe 8 or 9 minutes. And all over the county, check them out if you haven't. They're great to do. And the event was a huge success for us. We heard lots of positive comments back. Lots of people supported from the community. That's great. That's exactly what the restaurants need. That's what we need with Dane by Local. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Looking at other events coming up, there's some more food-related events that we're kind of wrapping up here. Picnic by the Lake only has 3 weeks left, Colin, so just a couple more of those. We got one this Sunday.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? The summer's running pretty fast here, faster than I realized. Three Sundays to go with Picnics at the Lake. That's at Eastside Club. Starts at 5:30 to 8:30, and it's music and food there as well. So let's see, this week, the Analogs are playing. So that's the live music, and it's, Teddy Wedgers and Jolly Frog that'll be there with, food that you can purchase, sit out at the lake, enjoy the view, listen to the music, beautiful Sunday, supposed to be gorgeous. Take advantage of that, and go to Picnic by the Lake before there's no more Picnic by the Lake for the year.
I'm feeling like we're going to finish off strong here with some nice weather. We had a couple of those wicked weeks, rainy, stormy in there that kind of canceled or caused delays. But I feel like this last stretch, home stretch, is going to be nice weather, you know, last week, this week going on. Colin, also, there's more happening. We've got another event coming up now in September. We're getting closer to that, the car show. So this will be the first ever Dane by Local car show. Let's get the basics on that one, too, because it's September 18th.
Yeah, so that's not terribly far away, another month from now. So September 18th from 10 to 4. This will be at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Beautiful park over there. They've got a splash pad over there that you can enjoy. We'll be right behind the splash pad with some of the cars. Hopefully they won't get wet from the splash pad, right? Beautiful setup there. In fact, it's like they almost thought of putting a car show in there when they set it up. There's a nice path that goes around the park and the cars will sit in the grass. So nice flat surface for everyone to walk on, but you have plenty of room to spread out. So even with concern of the pandemic, we'll be in nice and safe there, spread everybody out and can have a good time. And it's more than just a car show. There'll be lots of kids activities. Group Health Cooperative is sponsoring that, the kids activities there. So they're bringing some games for the kids. At 1 o'clock, we'll have a kids parade. and you can bring your bike. Well, if you're, I guess anybody could actually participate, bring your bicycle and be part of the kids parade. So I wanted to give all of the kids kazoos, but I was in the minority on that.
I'm shaking my head, Colin. No, that's a bad move. But yeah, I love this too about some of the events, you know, right now, especially what's happening with the pandemic, the mask mandate back in place. You know, we've got some events that are outside that we can be safe, and that's really key. And I'm appreciative of that with what Dane by Locals is doing right now.
Exactly. We want to be very aware of that. You know, we're trying to find that balance and in everything that we're doing, you know, to keep things moving forward, but to be safe with the situation at hand.
Well, just remind people that you have some upcoming webinars too, Monday morning webinars at 10 a.m. Head to danebylocal.com. We're talking with Colin Murray, the executive director there, but good information on timely topics as well that you can find out there. It's free. You just head to danebylocal.com and you click the link and you can join. But Colin, before we go, I'm pretty excited about next week's show. So next week's show, we haven't announced this yet, but we're doing it today. And we're going to talk with Derek from Amoeba about kind of a bigger scope view of countrywide, the Buy Local movement. We'll talk with you too. It'll be really fun. And we're going to do the whole show with Derek. So we're going to be able to delve into a lot of topics.
Yeah. So Derek Peebles is the executive director of Amoeba, which is an acronym, actually. It's the American Independent Business Alliance. Dane by Local is a member of that organization. It's essentially a trade organization of buy local groups from around the country. And Derek is the executive director. I'm on the board of directors. So we work together on a regular basis. We talk every couple days or so. He's based out of Cincinnati and is actually helping some of the small businesses in Cincinnati to put a buy local group together there as we speak. And they've actually gotten really good response to that. Some private supporter put a whole lot of money into making that happen. I wish we had had that when we started here in Dane County. That would have been really nice. So they really have a good start there. So maybe we'll even talk about that a little bit. But yeah, he'll give us a bigger picture on what's taking place.
And it'll be nice to tie that back into the local look right here in Dane County. Derek's an interesting guy, very straightforward, really down to earth, which I love about him too. So I think we're going to have a great, insightful conversation that'll give people some good info and hopefully, you know, kind of get the tip of their brains about go local, buying local, and supporting our local businesses, because that's what we all need. So that's all the time we have for today, Colin. It's great to catch up with you as always. Again, next week, we'll catch up with Derek and Colin for a long show with those two. It's going to be a lot of fun. Same length, but it'll feel longer because Colin will have more time to talk next week. Colin, take care of yourself. All right. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local.